Well, good morning. It is 6:26 a.m. on Monday, February 13th, 2023. 43 degrees, which is just a smidge above 6 degrees Celsius. 89% humidity. Imminent rain. So I'm carrying my umbrella just in case. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It's already been a conversational morning. What the hell? There's a dumpster in the middle of the sidewalk. Dudes, that does not belong there. So I had seen a post by a friend who recently, like in the last year or so, fired up a blues band. She's a singer. And she's the vocal front for a blues band, which is badass. And I'd been eagerly awaiting the release of their first album. And she'd posted something, and I had posted a comment that I was eagerly awaiting the release of the album so I could buy the darn thing. And she messaged me and said, I can send you a copy if you like. And I realized, as I was going, oh, that would be cool, I realized, oh crap, I have no way to play back physical music anymore. I have no CD player in my computer. I certainly have no Walkman or anything along those lines. It's like, crap, I can no longer, I don't do that. It's exclusively streaming. And she's going to send me a flash drive and let me know when the online store is up so I can throw money at her, which is awesome. But it was something of a shock to realize, man, and this is probably going to be a generational thing, because your kids today didn't grow up with iPods and Walkman. I mean, God, I had the cassette player, man. And then the CD player. And then the iPod. And yada, yada. And now it's all consolidated into the phone, so. But it was just, it was a techno shock to realize that part of life, that very crucial part of life, I mean, music, man, music has been a part of my life. I guess, think about it, I guess it was right around high school that, well, no, I take it back. Okay, here we go, let's go back into the Wayback Machine. I remember living in New Jersey with my mom. It must have been, I don't know, 8 or 9 maybe? And the Corvid Congress is singing. Remember buying 45s. Okay, now 45s, for those of you who don't know what the hell that is, it's vinyl. A single song on, the fact that I need to explain this, that I feel the need to explain this, is already making me feel a bit ancient. But it was a single song pressed onto two sides, two songs pressed on two sides of vinyl. And that was all there was just the one song. And it was a 45 because you would play it at 45 RPMs, revolutions per minute, as opposed to 33 and a third, which was what the standard LP, the long playing record, was to be played at. Wow. And I remember buying 45s of songs. I'm trying to remember any freaking song. I remember the 45s. I don't remember the music that I bought it with. But, I mean, can you imagine buying a 45 just for one song? And then playing it on your record player over and over again because it's not a part of an album. It's just a song. Wow. Holy crap. So she's... She's gonna send me a flash drive, which I can then download onto my computer, and then, I don't know. Powell's, oh, somebody cleaned off the riot cop graffiti off of Powell's. That's all cleaned up. Gotten on my way over here, the pic that I took for today's walk. Somebody had taken chalk to the sidewalk in Jameson Square and added a bit of art to the streets, which I think I made this observation when I posted the original graffiti over there at Powell's, that it's fascinating how easy it is to impact someone's life with a piece of chalk. I mean, that's it, a piece of chalk and the desire to put something out there is all you need. And now suddenly, as the tide of humanity, of urban life washes over that area where you put your mark, people see that. And it may not, you know, be a startling revelation that changes their life, but it will impact their awareness. It will be in their brain. And it might not be anything measurable. It might not like register on the Richter scale or anything. But, I mean, that affects you. That changes your vector just a little bit. Maybe just a nudge. But a nudge is all it takes to alter your path, change the way you think about something, change a perception. And again, just a nudge, doesn't have to be much. But I mean, the cascade effect, the butterfly effect of one subtle difference can be staggering. And I've always kind of lamented that there was a movie that Nick Cage was in called, oh, was it Flash Forward, Flashback? I forget the name of the movie. It was a great movie about a guy who could see like 2 minutes into the future. So he could see the immediate effect of his choices. So naturally, he was in Las Vegas and making just enough money to get by, but not enough to draw the attention of the mob people. And it's like, that would be so cool to be able to immediately see the effects of your choices, because you never know. I've talked about how the difference between wisdom and folly is time. Any choice is both wise and foolish until you see the outcome. And this whole you know, graffiti, you know, virally impregnating people's awareness. Like, I mean, that's nothing, Dave. It's just graffiti. Nobody, it's not going to change anybody. I don't know. I think it will. I think it does. Like I say, it's you know, butterfly effect. Butterfly wings in Africa making storms in Greenland or whatever. But it would be so cool to be able to see how things would play out differently given certain circumstances. You know, I mean, that riot cop thing prompted photos from me and this whole freaking blather that I'm subjecting you to now. I mean, there you go, right? There's proof positive that, at least in my case, chalk on a wall has influenced, affected, added to my awareness, my life. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess the takeaway is never underestimate the impact of small things. You know? Smiling at the checkout person at the grocery store, if you do that anymore, God, talk about technical evolutions. Now the self-checkout line is where we go, right? We don't have to deal with checkout clerks anymore. We just do it ourselves. But, you know, smile to somebody on the street. Holding a door. Little things have that unfolding butterfly effect vibe that can dramatically impact stuff. And it kind of goes back to the whole intentful creation thing. And it's not, you know, when I say that, it sounds like, oh, you're trying to control, you got control issues, you're trying to control things. Like, no, I'm trying to seed things. I'm trying to seed the world with cool stuff so that cool stuff grows, so it comes back around and hits me. Because I want cool stuff. You get what you give, right? You get what you give. If you want joy and inspiration and art or whatever, then you give it. And it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, if you want art, you don't have to create art, but you need to create the means by which the art can grow and flourish and nurture the things that you love. You know, if you want joy, be joyful. If you want inspiration, try and inspire. It's you get what you give. And you also get a walk on a Monday. And I'm already deep into Jameson Square, so I need to wrap this stuff up. On a Monday, the beginning of a week, new beginnings, new possibilities. Yet another opportunity to nudge your course just a skosh and see where it takes you. Possibilities. I hope you have a truly splendid Monday. I hope I didn't even tell you anything about the weekend. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. I hope you nudge your course or nudge somebody else's course a little bit in some hopeful, joyful way. And however it goes down, savor the words of Master Claiborne. Despite everything, create. You find what you're looking for. And love fearlessly. Got all the axioms. Just someday come up with a t-shirt, just list them all off. And here comes the rain. Perfect timing. And I will do the same. The whole create, love, find thing. I'll do that too. And I will talk to you soon.